This is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Is nothing sacred? They're canceling Halloween! No trick-or-treating, no candy, no parties. I get it. It's a pandemic, but it's Halloween. So to fight those COVID blues, you might try watching scary movies at home. So this week I'm looking at three new horror movies, all violent, gory, and sure to keep you up at night. There's a Zombies in South Korea, a Time Warp in the Confederate Deep South, and Satanic Retirees in Southern Ontario. Peninsula, directed by Sang Ho Yoon. Jung-suk, played by Gang Dong-won, is a former soldier living in Hong Kong. He's a refugee, one of the last people to escape the Korean Peninsula before all other countries slam their gates. A pandemic caused by a lethal virus created in a biotech laboratory has infected the entire population, turning them all into jerky, writhing zombies that feast on human flesh. The few uninfected survivors who escaped, like Jung-suk and his brother-in-law Chul-min, played by Kim Do-yoon, are despised and feared. So when shady Hong Kong gangsters offer them a deal, they take it. The job? Return to the zombie-infested peninsula to recover an armored car full of U.S. dollars in cash and drive it to the port of Incheon to board a waiting tanker. If they survive, they keep a share of the spoils and can restart their ruined lives. But, of course, it's easier said than done. Turns out, there's not just zombies there. Chul-min is captured inside the money truck by crazed former soldiers from a rogue army base. Chul-min is forced to fight against zombies in a makeshift stadium for the soldiers' entertainment. Jung-suk, meanwhile, is rescued by two baby drivers, little kids who mow down zombies on the street for fun. They take him back to their family's hideaway. Their mom, Min-jung, played by Jung Hyun Lee, and a deranged grandpa who thinks he's communicating by radio with a G.I. Jane who'll come to rescue them all. Can Jung-suk and his new family rescue Chul-min, find the cash, and drive it to Incheon in time to escape? Peninsula is a gripping action thriller set in a dystopian, futuristic Korea. It's a sequel to Train to Busan, the hit zombie movie from a few years back. It incorporates themes from movies like Mad Max, Hunger Games, and The Walking Dead. Good people forced to live in distorted versions of our world in order to stay alive. It follows the rules of the zombie genre. It's full of the typical traits. Zombies are blind at night, attracted to light and loud noises. They travel in packs. But there's also enough new situations and human characters to keep it interesting. Peninsula's pretty good. Antebellum, written and directed by Gerard Bush and Christopher Renz. Dr. Veronica Henley, played by Janelle Monáe, is a writer, academic, and activist who's famous for her appearances on cable TV news panels. She specializes in the intersectionality of race, class, and gender as a roadmap for revolution. She's off to a prestigious conference in the South where she's giving a speech. But she's troubled by horrible recurring nightmares, where she's trapped as a slave in pre-Civil War America. One day, she receives a puzzling call from an unidentified Southern white woman whose voice is laden with sinister white supremacist undertones. Veronica dismisses her as just another crank. But after a girls' night out with her best friends, she's kidnapped and knocked unconscious. When she awakens, she's caught in her own terrifying dream, trapped in a southern plantation run by Confederate soldiers. It's the 1800s. She's forced by overseers on horseback to pick cotton by day and is sexually assaulted by one man at night. She and the others are robbed of their freedom, identity, their bodies, and even their names, and are forbidden from talking to one another on pain of death. What hell is this? Is it time travel or just another dream? And can she ever escape? Antebellum is a very scary movie where the horrific world of American slavery serves as the ultimate horror setting for contemporary black characters. It also adds subtle references to the rise of modern-day white supremacists, Confederate soldiers who march with torches just like the alt-right in Charlottesville. Janelle Monáe is great as the modern-day heroine trapped in a disgusting simulacrum of plantation slavery. But the movie suffers from editing and story problems. It depends on a twist ending, no spoilers, that it just doesn't fit right with the supposed magic and time travel elements. Maybe I'm analyzing it too much. So if you're in the mood for extreme horror, violence, and some satisfying revenge sequences, you'll like Antebellum. Anything for Jackson, directed by Justin G. Dyke and written by Keith Cooper. Audrey and Henry, played by Sheila McCarthy and Julian Richings, are an older married couple in a small Canadian city. He's a family doctor and she takes care of their home. Once a week, they meet a group of unusual hobbyists at their local library. So what's so unusual about their group? They are a satanic coven. And what do they want from Satan? They want their little grandson Jackson back. He died in a car crash. And they'll do anything to make it happen. So they capture a pregnant woman named Shannon, played by Constantina Mantellos, and lock her up in a soundproof basement room. They don't want to hurt her. Audrey keeps saying, sorry, and crochets little handcuff cozies so Shannon's wrists don't chafe. They just want Jackson's soul to possess her fetus. Let's not make this unpleasant, Audrey says. And they have a 1,000-year-old guidebook to tell them what to do. But their foolproof plan starts to unravel. Rory, the guy who shovels their snow, keeps turning up at the wrong time. A policewoman drops by to investigate a missing person. And Ian, played by Josh Crudas, a super creepy ginger-bearded devil worshiper from their coven, discovers their secret and tries to take over. Worse than all of them, supernatural demons begin to haunt their home with horrifying results. Will they ever see their grandson again, or have they let loose creatures from hell? Anything for Jackson is a great horror movie about ordinary, kindly Canadians doing awful things. While it starts as a dark comedy, it soon becomes a scary horror movie powered by monsters, ghosts, and demons. Sort of like a supernatural Fargo or Rosemary's Baby, but from the point of view of the Satanists. The special effects in this movie are on the cheap side, but the acting and story are very good. I like this one. Anything for Jackson is premiering at Blood in the Snow, Canada's horror genre and underground film festival, which is on right now. You can watch Antebellum on disc and VOD, and Peninsula is also available to rent or to own. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.